You're listening to Midlife State of Mind Podcast, hosted by Erin Beadle, a midlife gal who dishes on all the challenges and opportunities that come with this middle section of your life. Each episode, you'll find yourself going between laughter and tears as she covers all the topics you need to know about midlife.
Welcome back to Midlife State of Mind. I'm your host, Erin Beadle. Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode. If you are a new listener to the podcast, welcome to the conversation about all things midlife. I would love to have you hit the follow button so that you can stay in the loop whenever I release a new episode. One of the best things about producing this podcast is seeing all of the countries around the world that are tuning in to the podcast. It's not lost on me that you have over 2 million podcasts to choose from and that you choose to tune in to listen to me. So thank you so much. If any of the episodes that I have shared have resonated with you, and if you really enjoy the content I create, I would be immensely grateful if you would take the time to leave me a rating and a written review on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to me on. If you're interested in additional ways that you can support this podcast, you can take a look at the show notes and see a list of products that I have carefully curated. These products are all ones that I use and that I love, and I would recommend them to any of my friends. If you do choose to purchase any of the products with my link, I will get a small commission that just helps offset the expenses of producing the podcast. Let's dive into today's topic. I want to talk about fear and how fear keeps us from doing so many things that we want to do in life. I personally know this from experience because for years, I let my fear really rule me. Not to the point I never had anxiety, more just always worst case scenario, going in my mind and fast forwarding to what could happen. This was especially true when my kids were younger and I didn't want to ever fly anywhere because I was just convinced I would die in a plane crash. Even though I live in Atlanta, Georgia, which has some of the worst traffic in the world, I could go and get on the freeway, but for some reason, getting on a plane would just make me really nervous. Fear is probably our most powerful emotion that we experience as humans, and it's basically kept us alive for as long as we have, right, as a species. Without fear, we would have been eaten by the saber-toothed tiger. The area of our brain called the amygdala, it's our oldest part of our brain, the reptilian brain it's referred to, is always on the lookout for danger, right? It's always scanning your surroundings and perceiving things that are dangerous as dangerous, but also perceiving things that aren't dangerous as dangerous. And our amygdala cannot really differentiate between real danger and a perceived danger. I've talked about this in other podcasts episodes that our brains are really hardwired for survival. They're not hardwired for happiness. So our brains don't really care if we're happy or not. All it is doing is trying to keep us as alive. And one of the things about being a human with our really advanced brains is that they make us fearful because we can imagine things that can happen before they've even occurred. Whereas animals, they do have learned behavior because they know that if they've gone to a drinking hole, let's say they're a little gazelle and they've gone to a drinking hole and then a lion or a tiger or wherever they are, they will learn that, okay, this is a safe place. This is not a safe place. So animals actually can make that association, but humans are the only ones, I think, that anticipate danger to the extent that we let it affect our actions. And so whether you're standing on the edge of a cliff and that is real danger, or if it's doing something that has us fearful because we fear we'll either fail or we'll be not accepted. And that is what I really want to address today, is not the fear of the real physical dangers that present themselves. I mean, I'm not advocating that you go out and do free falling or cliff jumping or something like that, but thinking about the things that you have put off doing in your life because you're nervous of, like I said, failing. You're worried about joining that group because you might not be accepted, because people might not like you. You know, we always go to the worst case scenario. I'm just as guilty of it. It's like, will people like me? Will I I be able to do this and not make a fool of myself? So one of the things that we have to try to do is to rewire our brains and not let ourselves be tricked by our amygdala into sensing danger when there is no real danger. We're not going to die if we fail at something, if we try a new hobby that maybe, you know, a painting class. Oh, I don't want to do a painting class because I'm not going to be any good and my paintings are going to be terrible and everybody's probably going to wonder, what is this woman doing here? Or if we're doing a live on Facebook or Instagram to talk about something that we're passionate about, or maybe even it is singing at your church or performing in a local community play. Most of those types of things aren't going to be a real and present danger to us. We just make it out in our minds that it's a terrible thing to fail or to experience failure. I think especially in this time of our lives, this midlife section that I obviously created this whole podcast around, what do you have to lose? If you fail, it's not the end of the world. We, you know, tell our kids all these things like, put yourself out there. Don't let fear get in your way. But then when it comes down to it, are we doing the same things that we're telling our children or that we would tell our 10-year-old self? Go and join that book club because you might end up meeting somebody that you really hit it off with, or you might learn something new. I'm always trying to challenge myself with new adventures, new hobbies, new things to learn, whatever it is. Do I fail? For sure. But I just have to just tell myself that failure is part of the process. It's how I learn. It's how I grow. It's how I become a better version of myself than I was yesterday by doing something today. So ask yourself, is there something that I'm letting fear hold me back from? Is it a real and present danger, or am I just perceiving it as danger? And then see if you can sit with the uncomfortableness of possibly failing at something and still do it. Takes a lot of bravery, I know. You may have either heard or read this quote by Marianne Williamson. I first became acquainted with it when I went through my first teacher training. This was when I was over 40 and I decided I was going to become a yoga teacher, which probably a lot of people thought was crazy. But her quote goes like this. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. But our playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. I really like how she says that it is our fear that we're powerful beyond measure. I know myself when I've done things that are fearful, and then when I actually do them, sometimes it's not even the fear of failure. It's like, what if I succeed? Holy cow, how will that impact my life? And that can almost be even more unsettling than the idea of failing. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how you have either let fear keep you from doing something, or more importantly, how you have looked fear in the face and said, F you, I'm doing it anyways. You can weigh in on Midlife State of Mind podcast on Facebook and Instagram, or you can send me an email at midlifestateofmindpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your story. I'll be back next week with another episode. Have a great week. Bye.
This has been an E-Squared production.